It's often the hardest time, the hardest point, Tainis Bechorus, is trying to find someone to make a siyum. If it happens to be if a daf yomi aligns with Tainis Bechorus, then you get lucky and you get someone to make the siyum. Otherwise, you have to employ or beg or cajole or find some yeshiva guy to get up there and make a siyum. Question is, can you just go to the fifth grade of any yeshiva, I don't know, they're finishing Mishnayos or whatever it is, and have some kid, maybe studying for his bar mitzvah, he finishes a mesechta, but he's not yet bar mitzvah, let him simply make the siyum. In other words, he's going to exempt the entire room of adults for Tainis Bechoros. Does that work or not? So, what do you think? Yes, no? He's under bar mitzvah. So let's assume he did all of Mishnayos. So he did something which is worthy of doing, doesn't have to be a mesechta, but he did all Seder Mishnayos, let's say. So he did all of Moed.
Oh, it has to be a Seder.
But according to most, it needs to be a whole Seder. So he did a whole Seder, but he finished it. Or he finished Mesechus Makos. I don't know, he did it with his father. For he's 12 years old, he's just not bar mitzvah yet. Can he count for Tainis Bechoros? So Shulchan Aruch says that Bechoros need to fast on Erev Pesach, obviously. And the reason is because it says in the Mishnah Berurah, because it's a zecher to the neis that we were saved from Makas Bechoros. Fine. Mishnah Berurah also cites different minhagim, whether a siyum, which is a sudas and mitzvah, is really fine to exempt someone from the fast. We hold, practically speaking, that a siyum can exempt someone from a fast. That's great. Even if you didn't actually learn the item, you hear someone else make a siyum, that counts. That's the basis of our minug, that we listen to a siyum, and therefore we are yotze. Shaila is, what about a child siyum? So v'tzofnas paneach, of Rosen, the great gadol from a previous dar, two dars now already, he said like this. He said there's two aspects of Talmud Torah. There's the obligation to learn Torah, which a child, 10-year-old, don't tell every 10-year-old kid this, they really have no obligation to learn Torah. They want to cut class and go play recess all day. They are not obligated in the mitzvah, just like they're not obligated in any mitzvah. However, there is another aspect of Talmud Torah, which he says, Kevan, to agabe Talmud Torah, melvarim, but besides the mitzvah to learn it, od mitzvah yediya. You need to know Torah. Now, anything a 10-year-old kid learns, you hope he remembers when he's 25, or he's 15, or he's 17. So therefore, anything he learns as a 10-year-old, he may not be fulfilling the mitzvah of limud haTorah, because he's not obligated in it, but he is fulfilling that at the end of his life, he's going to have a certain knowledge base, which he gleaned even from when he was pre-bar mitzvah. So therefore, says the Tzofnas Paneach, he says, the learning that he did as a child, he'll have that same knowledge base when he gets older. And therefore he says, this is also a basis to which you can, it counts as a mitzvah. And therefore the kid makes a siyum and he has knowledge base that he gained as a child. Even though he's not obligated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so how can he make a siyum on a sudas mitzvah? No, it is a mitzvah. Because even his, as a child, he fulfilled one aspect of the mitzvah of learning Torah. He's gathering knowledge base, which will help him even when he's obligated in the entire mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Yosef, he builds on this idea. He says, of course. He said, mitzad asfar, you would say, why do you make a siyum? Because you're really happy, and you get free meat, whatever, free, a nice inflation, but you're happy. Does a 10-year-old have the same geschmack after finishing learning? Presumably, anytime anyone accomplishes something, they have a certain simcha to that accomplishment. Now, it could be a work also, but that doesn't count because it's not a simcha of Torah. But if any child has a simcha when he finishes something, that should be worthy of a sudas mitzvah. He says, in Cain, bein shagadol katan gamar mesechta reza simcha. It's a simcha. And he says, even more so, the Gemara says that there's something special about the learning of children. Is that what? There's no sin involved. When they learn in the base medrash and they're 10 years old, they're learning. They're doing something great, and they're not even, they're sin free. They don't. It's as if someone who's like a malach kiviyachol, is like learning Torah, and he's nothing wrong. So says the Mishnah Yosef, there's absolutely no reason why their learning should be any worse than an adult's learning. If anything, it's better. And therefore he says, there's vadei simchi vavei sudas mitzvah. It's a sudas mitzvah. Therefore a child, a 10-year-old kid, who finishes a mesechta, would be allowed, according to this Sopnas Panech and the Mishnah Yosef, they would certainly be allowed to make a siyum, to exempt even the adults in the room. Fine. Comes along many other poskim and disagree. Well, first of all, there'll be a proof to them. Another proof is there is an interesting halacha that, let's say, go figure out this brain teaser. A kid is a child for Pesach Rishon, for regular Pesach. And now he becomes Bar Mitzvah 2 weeks after Pesach. Okay? He brought a carbon Pesach as a child for Pesach Rishon. Does he have to bring a carbon for Pesach Sheni? No. Pesach carbon Sheni. He brought a Pesach Rishon. He just wasn't an adult. So many posts can want to say that he is exempt from bringing a Pesach Sheni. Why? He brought a... Oh, but that's a fancy vart. Another way to say it is that he wasn't mechuyev, but he fulfilled it. He fulfilled it. So if what do you mean he fulfilled it? He's a child. Answer is, clearly things that you do as a child count, it's considered as if he did the mitzvah. And so therefore, he exempted himself from Pesach Rishon. He doesn't need to bring a carbon for Pesach Rishon. He says to Betzel HaChachma, you see, that any learning that a kid does as a child is a mitzvah. It's a sudas mitzvah when you finish the siyum for that. And therefore, he should be able to pater everyone, any adult. Problem is that there is a restrictive, more machmir view, not surprisingly. Is that, what are you kidding me? He says, the only reason why a 10-year-old kid is learning is, you know why? Because you, the father, are making him learn. It's called chinuch. That's the only reason why any 10-year-old kid, no matter how stark, even Lakewood, I'm sure, any 10-year-old kid is only in yeshiva in fifth grade. Why? Because if he cuts, his father's going to smack him or whatever. His father's going to punish him, take away what is his allowance. You know, it's not because the kid really wants to learn. It's because it's a chinuch. The father has a mitzvah to ensure that the kid learns, and the kid may partake in this mitzvah, but it's not the kid's mitzvah. And therefore, he's going to finish the siyum. He says, he doesn't count to exempt an adult. It doesn't work that way. Say, carbon Pesach. Yeah, that's a separate gzeres hakasav, says Rav Roth. That's not a proof to anything. There's a separate pasuk that says children are included in the first carbon Pesach, so they count. But you can't prove anything like this for us. Now, that is shita number two. Shita number three is, of course, smack in the middle. How can you be in the smack in the middle of such an opinion? One says yes, one says no. It depends. Yeah, it depends. The maybe. It depends on how precocious the child is. Depends what yeshiva he's in, I guess. If he's really top of the class and he's getting aleph's, and he probably learned the mesechta, and he gained, maybe it's because he gained a knowledge base like that, the Tzofnes Panech, and that's what Rabbi Yashiv says. Rabbi Yashiv first didn't allow it, then he later allowed it. And Rabbi Zilberstein said, well, maybe it depends, what Rabbi Yashiv meant, it depends on the kid's age. He didn't allow it for that kid, but he allowed it for the second kid. Because you really have to be precocious enough and actually understand what you're learning. This is Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky Paskins, and Rabbi Sternbuch said that as well. However, Rabbi Sternbuch adds another knechtit. The father, who's still obligated, if the kid's the Bechor, the father's obligated to hear a siyum anyway. The father has to be at that siyum also. I'm not really sure what the lumdis of that is, why the father would have to actually come there. Maybe because the father's, maybe you could say, and remember the Mishnah Yosef alludes to this as well, is that the father is really the one who's finishing the mitzvah by the kid learning. How is the father finishing a mitzvah by the kid learning? Because the father is a mitzvah of, right, to teach your kid. So when your kid who's 10 years old makes a siyum, who makes the siyum a mitzvah, finishing a mitzvah? The father, because he has an obligation to make sure the kid finishes Maseches Makos. Kid finishes Maseches. Huh?
That's a different mitzvah.
Who cares? But it's. Yeah, but what's the siyum really for? Really, a siyum is for. But really, it's for a siyum a mitzvah. We do it for Torah because that's like a part of the mitzvah. But really, the source of a siyum, which is a whole other, and my time is up. If you want to stay 10 more minutes, but don't worry, I won't make you answer that. But the real source of a siyum is actually from Shlomo HaMelech, according to many, finishing the Beis HaMikdash, which is a finishing of mitzvah. So our whole finishing of a siyum really stems from finishing of a mitzvah, which we extrapolate and say, oh, when you finish Torah, you make a siyum on this. But if the father taught his kid to learn Maseches Makos, and the kid finishes Maseches Makos, really the father can make a siyum according to Mishnas Yosef, and the kid gets up there and he says the Hadron, really you're eating for hearing that siyum on the father finishing his mitzvah. Doesn't make a difference. The father was v'imad to Moshe. He paid for the tutor to learn with them, or he paid for him to go to yeshiva to learn it. So now the father has fulfilled his mitzvah. It's a very fascinating vart. So according to that, you'd be yotze. Upshot is definitely better to hear it from an adult. If you're only in the middle of nowhere and all you have is a 10-year-old, you probably could rely on these lenient poskim for sure, and you don't have to fast if the 10-year-old makes the seem. Especially if he's a kid who knows what he's talking about, then you're for sure fine. Shkoyach.